Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic, has been in this business that he loves for 30 years, and he's made a difference with people, all walks of life, different goals, different needs. Dr. Max, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
You know, when we talk to you, it's not cookie cutter, because everybody has something different in their body that needs some help, and you've been right there to help them.
Everyone's different, Bill, and I think for the listeners out there that have been to the chiropractor, they know what it's like. If you haven't been to see me, you don't know what that's like, but you at least know how chiropractors are different than medical doctors. The practice of medicine is categorizing people into certain categories. They call those categories diseases, and they have a course of treatment for everything. So you have to fit in, and some people have a reaction to one drug, others don't, and they play the percentages. In chiropractic, we can't play the percentages. We have to treat each patient as they come, as an individual. A foot pain could come from a number of causes, for example. And we specialize in the causes that come from the spine. If you have a distortion in your spine that is affecting your nervous system, you cannot be at optimal function no matter how much you exercise, no matter what drugs you take, no matter what psychic therapy you go through. And chiropractors call that problem a subluxation, when the bones of your spine are affecting the nervous system adversely. Chiropractors find subluxations and fix them. And when those subluxations are removed, our body functions as it will, very capably.
Now, we've talked about people that you've worked on. I know you've worked on Mayor Huther in your office. My wife has had some treatment over there. You've worked on me, but you recently worked on a half marathoner.
This young lady was in, she first started seeing me when she went to Augustana, and then out of school, and she started training for marathons, and she developed some pain into the 5th, 6th, 7th mile, and then would have to walk, believe it or not. And so knowing what she had before, she came in and said, it's 2 weeks to go. I don't know if I can get ready for the half marathon, but I'm going to be running I think it's the Chicago Marathon in a month. And we got her pelvis adjusted, and she got a couple ARPs in, and she was able to complete the half marathon last Sunday, and we've got enough time to continue with that ARP therapy and the adjustments. She did have a little weakness coming from her low back after that. That was the first time she ran a full 13 miles in her training last Sunday, and she needed an adjustment afterwards. But she had the feeling that she could compete. And for those of you athletes out there, it doesn't matter whether you have a pain in your hip that develops after the 8th mile of running, or if you got a knee that you're concerned about that you can't apply pressure on the brake hard enough to stop in a short period of time. That ARP wave therapy, that's the electrical therapy that we use at our office. It is the therapy that gets a lot of football players back and functioning after an injury. It's the therapy that got young Bill Zortman here undefeated in match play and having shot more 39s this summer than
been a long time
in the past 2 or 3 years. So the people that think they need some help, I was wondering how to categorize it. Lots of times I run into people, I need to get in and see you. If you don't come in, it's not like something that book that you wished you would have read. That book can go a long time without being read. But if you need a chiropractor, you shouldn't put it off. All you do is get older and makes the problem more difficult.
You know, we talk about older people, regardless of what they are. It's not a sprint in life. It's a marathon.
Yes.
And it's really how you finish and how you do it, and with a smile on your face that makes a difference. And you and I have talked about the difference that happened. I had never been to a chiropractor, got three of them in my family, and I have not told them that I went someplace else. But as it turned out, you found a little adjustment that you needed in the back, a little something in the knee that had a twinge. And over the weekend, I didn't have a sprint, but I played 27 holes, very hot afternoon on a Sunday, came back and played 9 on Monday. And actually, my health was better than my son's, who obviously is much younger, because I didn't tire out. It was between the ears. I knew that I had the strength, and I knew that even though somebody would out-hit me 60 yards, I could hit it straight down the middle, and if I'd hit it as many times as they did and then make a short putt, I could win.
Bingo. And you kind of summed it up there, Bill. That makes me, warms my heart. And that's what chiropractic can do for people. We've increased his body's endurance. He felt better after, I know in the past when you talked about playing 27 holes, it was kind of a little bit of an ordeal.
Absolutely.
I got through it, but I didn't enjoy every darn hole. And now not only did you enjoy every hole, you could kind of sit back and give the spicy wiener a little crap about not keeping up with the old man.
Well, it's just being able to compete, continuing to compete when you get to an age that's a little older than you thought you'd ever reach and still be working, still be playing. But if you're going to do it, you want to take advantage of every day that you have.
Yes. And Bill's kind of wondering now, I wonder what the heck, if I had run into Reinicke 10 years ago, where would I have been? And you got that. In the rat race of life, you need a good chiropractor on your team. And if you're within the sound of my voice, you're listening to one right now. And I would urge you to give us a call.
Dr. Max Reinicke, number?
335-0880.
And you're going to stick around for the hunting season, I understand.
I'm really excited. We'll be talking about, it doesn't matter whether you're golfing or hunting, you still need a good pair of wheels and a good set of shoulders. So,
Dr. Max Reinicke, appreciate the visit. We'll talk next week golf. The following week, we'll be doing South Dakota Outdoor Business.
I'm looking forward to that, Bill.